Hello and welcome, Transformation Talk Radio listeners and podcast listeners everywhere. My name is Ellen Stewart, and I am the pushy broad from the Bronx.
She's the pushy broad from the Bronx, New York. Follow her voice, a straight dog is nice. She's the pushy broad from the Bronx, oh yeah. Don't be surprised if you wanna listen twice. Make decisions, find the right choice. Know yourself better, find your own voice. It's okay if you need help today, cause everybody needs a little push. From the pushy broad from the Bronx, New York.
This weekly show, Everybody Needs a Little Push, with Ellen Stewart, the pushy broad from the Bronx, will be aired every Wednesdays on Transformation Talk Radio and podcast stations everywhere at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. I am delighted to bring you my weekly podcast program, which I hope will inspire you, coach you,
sometimes make you laugh,
and give you the push moment you need to move forward. And I'm going to do it the pushy broad way. Straight up. No BS, easy, quick, with answers, suggestions, and directions that will give you a coaching experience that will be part cheerleader and part drill sergeant. Because everybody needs a little push from time to time. And here comes yours.
Everybody, 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 everybody needs a little push.
Everybody needs a little push.
Everybody, 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 everybody needs a little push.
The topic of this show is divorce and rebuild. Are you still struggling with your breakup? Are you recently divorced? Or have you been divorced for quite some time and still can't seem to get over the loss of your relationship? Are you struggling every single day with pain and anger and grief? Let's talk about this and see if we can take a push forward and move away from the pain of divorce. Let's look at an email from one of my listeners. Dear Pushy Broad from the Bronx, I can't get over my divorce. It's been 3 months now, and I still love him. I still cannot imagine my life without him. I'm bitter and angry and depressed, and I feel lonely and alone. How do I move past this? Sandy from Tulsa. Thank you so much for sharing, Sandy. Sometimes in our lives, we go through devastating things, and they produce big changes. One of those changes is to experience a breakup or a divorce. I can tell you personally how this feels, as I have experienced two divorces in my life, and neither of them were easy. And neither of them were pain-free. You are still in the throes of this. I'm sure that you must feel all those feelings and sometimes feel that you're not going to ever be out of those feelings. The first thing I can tell you is the pain and the anger will pass. But first, you have to feel it. You have to understand that this is a loss. You have let go of someone. Whether or not you are responsible for saying those first words, "I want a divorce," either way, when you are breaking up with the person you thought you were spending the rest of your life with, this constitutes a loss. So the first thing we must do is feel our emotions. But understand, if the pain of these emotions are so great, and you feel that you want to do yourself harm or harm someone else, then you must seek counseling, a coach or therapist to deal and manage with the level of pain that you're feeling. Remember to be gentle with yourself. Divorce is a naturally painful process. Don't make matters worse by being too hard on yourself or expecting too much of yourself too soon. take the time and slowly but surely begin to build yourself back up. One of the best ways I know to get through pain is to begin to distract yourself with other things. Focus on what's right in front of you. Try to put things into the present and not live in the past. I always say wherever your feet are, that's where your brain has to be. So focus on your daily tasks, putting one foot in front of the other. Slowly and carefully manage your day and do the things you need to do for yourself. Pamper yourself. What makes you happy? Do the things that make you smile. Here's another letter from one of my listeners. Dear Pushy Broad from the Bronx, my husband cheated on me and it led to our recent divorce. We are no longer together, but the pain of what he did still angers and hurts me deeply. He doesn't seem to want to talk to me and allow me to have the closure that I need to move on. What can I do? Joanne from Springfield. Thanks so much for your email, Joanne. You must allow yourself to grieve. One of the most important relationships in your life has just disintegrated, and it's normal to feel this way around it. I know that you have lots of anger, and it's easy to blame yourself for the things that you might have done or should have done to try to hold on to him. Or maybe you're angry with yourself for not recognizing the signs of his infidelity, or for recognizing the signs but not taking action. Or maybe you're upset and angry because you feel betrayed. It's also easy to be angry with him from walking away from a situation that you think you might have tried to fix. It may not be possible to get closure right away, but it doesn't mean that you may not be able to get closure in the future. Sometimes, after the dust settles, like it did in one of my divorces, my ex-husband and I were able to come back to the table and sit down and talk rationally about what happened. But right now, emotions get in the way. And when your feelings take over, it's impossible to think clearly or rationally about what you're listening to or about what you might want to say. So, don't think that closure is completely out of the picture. Give it some time, and maybe down the road you can find it. If closure never comes, and sometimes it does not, then you have to talk to yourself and give yourself closure around it. And part of that is to forgive and move past. When we are in a divorce, we are thinking all kinds of things that cause us pain. Not only the pain of how it happened and what's happening next, but it is not only feeling the loss, but asking ourselves what we did wrong. What's wrong with us? Where is our self-esteem, our self-confidence? So we experience two kinds of pain through divorce. The pain of the breakup and the pain of losing part of our psychological core, our self-esteem. We question everything we are and everything we did. So we're fighting this pain on two levels. And I want you to understand that it doesn't matter who actually wanted to break up the marriage. Even if you were the one that said, "I want this to be over," it still means that you are grieving a loss. You both started the relationship thinking it would last forever. Take the time to grieve. Realize that our self-esteem and our self-worth is not in question. Pamper yourself. Love yourself. Tell yourself it's going to be okay. I know sometimes these things sound like cliches, but they have worked for me in the past. And as I said, I have been through this before. And as a coach, I talk to people who are going through divorce about how they are feeling individually. What is making them happy on a regular basis? What routines and self-care can you take to make yourself feel stronger and happier every day?
We'll be right back.
Are you ready to transform and empower your life by changing the way you think, feel, and act? Then it's time to schedule a coaching call appointment with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified empowerment coach and recovery coach. My style of coaching is part cheerleader and part drill sergeant, always in your corner and at the same time giving you the push you need to truly move forward and exactly what you need to take command of your life. If you are ready for the Pushy Broad from the Bronx, I am ready for you. Visit my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says one-on-one coaching. Make an appointment today. Here's another email from one of my listeners. Dear Pushy Broad from the Bronx, my husband left me with two kids and I'm completely devastated. I feel like I've wasted my life and now I feel lost. What do I do? Laura from Chicago. If two people are going through a divorce, Laura, the most tough thing that anybody can do is to go through a divorce with children. I was fortunate that in both of my cases, there were no children involved. It is an impossible situation when you have to take care of children. The first thing that you must do is to seek out a good attorney. Let them tell you legally where his responsibility lies and where yours lie. What you are entitled to now that you have the children. And first and foremost, your children do come first. The welfare of your children and making it easy for them to understand and absorb is something that you must decide with counseling and support. Please first remember that you are not lost. In your relationship, in your marriage, you still did things on your own and you were capable of taking care of the children. So you can continue to do that without someone standing next to you. Please find the support of others. Please find the support of your family and your close friends, people that actually care about your well-being and are not looking to gossip about your troubles or seek self-interests, and a coach or a therapist, and certainly an attorney. There are so many great support groups out there, not only for you as a single parent, but there are support groups for your children to attend so that they understand what's happening with mom and dad. Make sure that you get help right away. You are not alone. The Pushy Broad from the Bronx also has a private group called Letting Go, the Letting Go Tribe. So if you go to my Facebook fan page, you can register for the group and see that there are people there that will help and support you through this process in a closed setting. Remember your strength. Remember the strength you had being a single woman. Remember the strength you had in birthing two children or raising two children. Remember the strength you had in running a household and being a part of an active marriage, getting your life together. Hold on to that strength. You can use it and call it up in many ways. Make sure that you're handling your stress in a healthy way. Remember that your children come first. Their welfare and their well-being and their happiness can be a distraction for you, which is a good thing right now. Focus on them and their happiness, and this will help you through everything. We'll be right back. Are you ready to transform and empower your life by changing the way you think, feel, and act? Then it's time to schedule a coaching call appointment with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified empowerment coach and recovery coach. My style of coaching is part cheerleader and part drill sergeant, always in your corner and at the same time giving you the push you need to truly move forward and exactly what you need to take command of your life. If you are ready for the Pushy Broad from the Bronx, I am ready for you. Visit my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says one-on-one coaching. Make an appointment today. So many of you have reached out to me around the pain of divorce that I wanted to continue to give you some steps to help you overcome the pain and move forward. I cannot emphasize enough that you should seek out a therapist or a coach like the Pushy Broad from the Bronx to help you in the divorce process. You are going through pain from grief and loss. You must accept it, but you may need help in processing it. What helped me as well was to keep a journal. It was very useful for me to get all of these thoughts off my chest, which is why I have created this group, Letting Go Tribe. And part of what we do in that closed group is to write things down. The power of writing things down is a very cathartic experience. It will help immeasurably in your letting go process. Try also to devise solutions to some of the issues that you write about in your journal. For example, if you notice you keep worrying about how you will get by financially, then why don't you start writing about possible solutions in terms of maybe finding a job or speaking with a financial advisor? It is helpful in making a journal so that you do not forget some of the important things because your mind is stressed and you're going through an emotional upheaval. The other thing that helped me personally, and this of course is an individual thing, is for me to connect spiritually. I have renewed and strengthened my relationship with God or my higher power, and if that works for you, then I need you to go there. And I know that this will help lift your spirits. So don't forget to turn to a spiritual mindset so that you can feel more positive about your future. The next thing you can do is to actually look to prepare for new roles in your life. You may now have to take on new responsibilities. If you weren't in charge of some of the chores before because they were left up to your partner, you can decide how you will manage this going forward, whether it means hiring somebody or getting some of your children to take on more responsibilities or shifting your work or life schedule around to make things work, then see how you can do this manageably. Do not try to make major changes all at once. You are already going through a major change. It's important for you to know that you need to take baby steps here. But do take those steps, because every little baby step will lead you further and further away from the pain that you are going through. To mention again, because I believe it's really important, do what's best for the children. Research has repeatedly shown that joint custody, in which children are able to split time between both parents rather than mostly living with one parent, is sometimes the best option for children in fractured families. These children feel more secure from continually being cared for by both parents as they are able to follow a healthy example. So no matter how you are feeling about your ex, I need you to put those emotions and feelings on the side. And do not let that permeate into how you are talking to your children or caring for your children. You have split up. Do not split or divide your children. This is not your best option. Work with your family lawyer to determine which arrangement best suits your circumstances. We'll be right back. You're listening to Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx. Everybody needs a little push. On TransformationTalkRadio.com and podcast stations everywhere. 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. I want to talk a little bit more about the pain surrounding divorce so that you understand what's normal and natural and the fact that you are not alone. In my segment, I'm Talking Here.
I'm talking here.
I'm talking here. Listen. Learn. Pay attention. I'm talking here. When we have lost someone that we once loved, or maybe we still love, we suffer the pain of divorce. There is a grieving process, and the five stages of grief are present during divorce. Denial. I can't believe this is happening to me. There is no way that he could do this to me. I can't believe that my marriage is over. How am I ever going to survive this? And then there's anger. I am so mad at what happened. I can't believe I wasted my life. I can't believe he could hurt me like this or she could hurt me like this. I'm very mad at the situation. How can I be left by myself? I'm so mad at myself that I didn't see the signs, or I'm mad at myself because I ignored the signs. And then there's bargaining. Maybe if he came back and we tried to work this out, or maybe if I had done something differently, or maybe if I had seen the signs, I could have prevented this from happening, or maybe if I promise to be a better person, he'll come back. And then there's depression. I don't know how I'm going to survive on my own. I don't know what I'm going to do now. I don't know if I can go on. I feel like a total failure. And then, gratefully, the last part of this, and the part that we all get to over time, is acceptance. We accept ourselves for who we are. We accept the situation for the way it is. And we accept to the adjustment of a new life, new excitements, new adventures, and maybe even new love and a new relationship. But we all are capable of getting there. Some of us will take longer than others, but you will get there. The idea is to be open and willing and ready for new things. We may feel that we've lost our dreams for the future. We may feel that we are stuck in the past and not concentrating on the present, which is where we have to be. We may feel that we've lost an intact family unit and that we're going to have to work hard again at having the perfect family. We may feel as if we have failed, that we are in shame and guilt because the marriage didn't work. All of those feelings cause us pain. But maybe the divorce may mean the freedom that comes from going past the loss. And there's a willingness to take the necessary time to heal, which brings us to a new sense of acceptance and a new sense of freedom in many ways. We are able to carve out for ourselves new beginnings with new adventures. So begin to look at what it would feel like when acceptance takes over. Begin to formulate how good that will feel when you know you can accept something and move on. Sometimes it will help you get there faster. I empathize and sympathize with every single one of you out there that has suffered the pain of divorce, as I have done so personally. When we come back, let's see how we can rebuild and renew after the pain of divorce is done. Are you ready to transform and empower your life by changing the way you think, feel, and act? Then it's time to schedule a coaching call appointment with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified empowerment coach and recovery coach. My style of coaching is part cheerleader and part drill sergeant, always in your corner and at the same time giving you the push you need to truly move forward and exactly what you need to take command of your life. If you are ready for the Pushy Broad from the Bronx, I am ready for you. visit my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says one-on-one coaching. Make an appointment today. Let's see what you can do to begin to heal and rebuild from the pain of divorce or a breakup. So now you're on the other end. You have come through the divorce or a breakup, and you're safely on the other side. After you've gone through all the stages of grief, you've come through the process, and now you're finally at the acceptance stage. When this happens, we all come to know relationships can and might very well end. So now, most importantly, we've learned that life goes on and we can get through the pain and begin to thrive. We can survive well. A very important lesson that we learn coming through a breakup and surviving is that we can rely on ourselves. We can do things for ourselves and begin to know who we are and what we're actually capable of. Breaking up a relationship or breaking up a divorce can sometimes be the one key important clue to discovering who we are and just exactly how strong we are as individuals. It may be one of those times in your life that you truly get to understand yourself and really assess your wants and your needs, your responsibilities in taking sole care of yourself in the first step to good, strong mental health. The very first step in rebuilding after a relationship is rebuilding you, and I cannot emphasize this enough. Here are some great ways to do that. Step number one, be kind to yourself. Nurture yourself. Treat yourself like a puppy. Do the things that are important to you. Pamper yourself. Love yourself. Be patient and tolerant with yourself. It's not uncommon at this time that you want to make some kind of change. I've seen it all the time. After my second divorce, I had an urge to dye my hair electric blue. I settled for red from blonde. But take action in a small way to improve not only your physical appearance, but your mental appearance as well. Maybe by doing something physical. Get a new hair color. Get a new hairstyle. Try some new makeup. If you're a guy, go back to the gym. Grow a beard. Do something out of the box. A change that makes the new you even better. Try it. You'll like it, I'm sure. Make a change that reflects the new you. Think about doing something that maybe you've never done before. Take a vacation on your own. Or start a new career. Or take a new class. It doesn't have to be a big change, but it has to be something separate and unique, something that belongs to you alone, something that maybe you've always wanted to do, but in your past relationship never had a chance to do it. Take a good, hard, long look and see now what you really want when there's nobody around for you to ask but you. It's extremely important for you to determine your likes and your wants and your needs. It's a great step in the growing process. Make sure that whatever it is, it includes fun. Learn that you can put fun back in your life, especially when you've experienced that pain. Now's the time for laughter and lightness in your life. Another good way to rebuild after divorce is to give yourself a sense of structure. Remember these three important words: peace, balance, and serenity. Try to make sure that your day is structured so that you are accountable to the things that are important to you and you feel a sense of accomplishment every single day in a positive way. Make sure that you give yourself some time to pamper yourself and care about yourself. Bring the peace back into your life. Make sure that you balance that with a sense of purpose and accountability. So that if work is a part of your day, continue to do that with a renewed strength and energy. Remember the things that are important to you and the things that you value. And maybe you had spent the time before through the pain of divorce not tending to those things. But now's the time to pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and get back to your life with your control and your sense of accountability and purpose. One of the most important lessons we learn in the rebuild process is to take one day at a time. I always say, wherever your feet are, that's where your brain has to be. Live in today. Live in the moment. Live in now. What can you accomplish today to make yourself feel good and productive and happy? You can decide to make lists for the future, and that's great, but you still have to handle things one day at a time. Fill your days with things that make you feel whole again. This is a great way to begin the rebuild process. Maybe you do have some goals or dreams that you put on hold when you were in that relationship, and now you can get to them. Maybe you want to go back to school, or you want to start a business. You can start making a list of the things that you really wanted to do and then work on them slowly, one day at a time, by gathering the information that you need to accomplish these things. This will help to fill your days. One of the most amazing things that we discover when we have ended a relationship is that we are not stuck. We thought we were stuck in the relationship, and now that is no longer the case. Which means we are not stuck in our situation at all, ever. Maybe you want to do new things now. You want to start a new hobby. Whatever you want to create and do is at your fingertips. So start to make a plan. Think about your passions. If you don't feel you don't have any passions, then go out and find some. Do a little search on the web. Start reading new books. Attend some classes. See what's out there. So at least you can eliminate what you don't want to do. Take each day as it comes. You have bright new adventures that you can conquer one day at a time. Live in hope. Understand that you are no longer stuck and the world is at your fingertips. It does not mean you have to have a lot of money, and it doesn't mean that you have to have everything right in front of you to begin to rebuild slowly one day at a time. But most importantly, give yourself a break. Understand that it does take time to rebuild. After a breakup or divorce, some of my clients have actually made a geographical shift. They've moved locations. They've left the house that the two of them were in together and moved away, or moved down the street, or even moved cross-country or to another country. That's certainly a big change, and understand that that will take an adjustment period as well. But make the move if that's what's in your head and in your heart. Don't let anything stop you from answering your call to make a better life for yourself. And if you're not moving into a new space and you're staying behind in the space that you inhabited with that other person, then change it up. Move some things around, rearrange the furniture, get a new piece or two, make it your own. Another really good way to begin to rebuild after a divorce or a breakup, believe it or not, is to join a support group. The Pushy Broad from the Bronx has a support group. If you go to my Pushy Broad from the Bronx Facebook fan page, you will see an invitation to join the Letting Go Tribe. It is a closed group, but it is free to join. Just click on the link and request entry, and then you will become part of our tribe. The Letting Go Tribe is a place where you can begin to vent and let go from the pain and suffering of a breakup or a divorce. We have many great articles and much feedback, and our members are eager to help you get through and move forward. Also, Google any kind of support group that will give you the opportunity to work with people who know how to handle relationship breakups. You can also do some private coaching sessions with Pushy Broad from the Bronx if you go to my website and click on the link that says one-on-one coaching. Yes, support group works. Yes, coaching works. Yes, Letting Go Tribe may be the place for you. Don't be surprised if you find along the way that there are certain moments when you become a little sad and melancholy. Understand that the grief process takes time. But rebuilding is about trying to put a positive foot forward on a daily basis. Don't worry if you're lamenting a little bit. Don't worry about it if you have some sad days. Just keep yourself pleasantly occupied and allow yourself the time to feel a little melancholy. Things will pass. Just remember, wherever your feet are, that's where your brain has to be. Stay in the moment, live in the present, and tell yourself that things will always get better. In a February 2017 blog by Rosie Online, she writes a wonderful article about over 30 things one can do after divorce to jumpstart your new life. Let's take a look at these. Some of these I've mentioned before and are certainly worth repeating, but some of them you may not have yet thought about. When the divorce is over, request all the files from your attorney. Now that your case is final, get all your paperwork back from your case, file it away with any bank or tax records or other paperwork, and then take your final divorce paperwork and put it away where you can't see it. Put it in a safe place, but not always out on the kitchen table anymore. Just seeing the box of divorce paperwork can certainly bring up emotions. Keep it out of sight. Put it in a safety deposit box, leave it with your attorney, but just make sure that those documents are no longer sitting in plain view. And the same thing with your marriage license. Keep a copy of that, obviously, but if you plan on changing back your name to your maiden name, you're going to need the marriage license to establish the name change. And you may want to think about changing your name back to your maiden name. Do whatever makes you feel good. You may want to get a new email address. The old email address may be associated with things that you don't want to associate with anymore. So get a new email address. Start from scratch. You may also want to change your name on your driver's license. You may want to change the name on your Social Security card. And in addition to those legal changes, see if you can do something strictly for yourself, like we mentioned before. Update your wardrobe, change your hairstyle, go out and do something you never would have thought of before. If you're putting off that manicure and pedicure, make it now. Maybe you want to make a whole new look, be a whole new you. There's nothing wrong with that. In fact, I urge you to do it. Go outside the box. Change you. Give yourself an upgrade, a 2.0. You will be extremely glad that you did. And then take and display photos of you in your new life. Taking photos means that this moment is important enough to record and mark. So take photos of your life now and display them around your home. You don't have to post them online. But just knowing and taking a look at the photographs of the new you is an instant reminder for yourself, no matter what,
that your life is moving forward.
Change your hairstyle, change your makeup, change your world. Get a passport if you don't have one. Go travel, as we mentioned before. Do something outside the box. Maybe start keeping a journal. How do you know how far you've come if you don't measure it? A journal can be a wonderful way to be able to look back and see through your own writing and notes the gains and the accomplishments you have made. Maybe you want to make a life list. Maybe you want to decide that there are some things you want to do in the future that you would never have thought of before. You can make a vision board and start planning your goals. Maybe you want to decide that you want to re-enter the workforce. Maybe you want a career coach. The Pushy Broad can help you start a career for the first time. Maybe you want to reinvent yourself in a whole new way. You also might want to think about some legal things like changing your will, because your ex is no longer a part of that. You may need to get a new bank account. You may need to start your own credit profile now as a single person. And that may take time and coaching and help. And you may not know how to do any of those things, but there are ways to find out. You can certainly rely on the support of your friends and the support of legal help, financial help, and therapy or coaching help. Maybe you want to start working out. Try walking once a day, even if it's just for 10 minutes. Walking reduces depression and lifts the mood.
Try an exercise regime or yoga. Maybe get a treadmill, a bike, do strength training workouts in the gym. Take a look at doing things that you've put off before or were too afraid to start. Create your own personal mantra. I have wonderful affirmations on the pushybroadfromthebronx.com. If you go to my shop, you can buy some mantras that will raise your personal statement, help comfort you, and get you through tough times. Make sure you change the passwords to all your online accounts. I don't know whether or not you've ever had accounts with your ex, but he may know all your old logins and passwords. So make sure that you play it safe and change all your online passwords. And then when you're ready, you may want to create a brand new online dating profile. If you're now single, you might want to start dating again. It may take a little while, or it may not, but it may actually be good for you, surprise you, and might actually be fun. And with that, let your friends know that you're on the market again. Friends and family may not ask, but it's a good idea to let people know you are single again and looking to date. One of the best ways to meet someone is through friends. I caution you not to rush the dating process. Spend enough time with yourself and learning how to take care of yourself and building the relationship you have with yourself before you begin to date again. Do something brave and bold. Go on a trip alone. You may find it terrifying, but it's exhilarating as well. Find a group activity that you've never tried. Step outside your comfort zone. Maybe you want to plan one event to look forward to each month. Divorce can be so overwhelming. Have one thing on your calendar that excites you, something that makes you smile when you see it written on your calendar. It can be a small thing or a big thing. And most importantly, in the rebuilding process, and I know this is going to take time, but eventually I want you to look at forgiveness. I want you to forgive your ex. And if that is not possible, I need you most of all to forgive yourself. I want you to understand that forgiveness is the key to healing deep wounds. And understand that no matter what, there is really nothing left to fight about. And most importantly, I need you to forgive yourself. Whatever happened, you didn't see it coming. And when you walked down the aisle, you had every intention of having it last for the rest of your life. We cannot regret the past. We did not know then what would be happening now. Do not beat yourself up for not seeing the signs beforehand. You could never have known, and you would have done it the same way all over again. Just understand now that you have more knowledge and more insight, so that you will go forward and seek healthy choices. I've always said that we will all make mistakes in our lives. It is not about making mistakes. We all make them. We are human. What it is about is learning from those mistakes and moving forward. We open our lives to make new mistakes. That's what this world is about. But your relationship has taught you some really important things. It has now made you aware of what's going on. You no longer will be in the dark about what you want and what you need. And most importantly now, you are able to voice what you want and what you need. And now you're going to continue to process things and move forward in a very positive way. One step, one day at a time. And now I just want to address something that comes up quite often. Many clients say to me, I want to be able to retain a friendship with the person that I have just divorced. Or I want to be able to remain friends with this person after the breakup. How do I do that? Well, the short answer is, you might not ever be able to do that. If you are in a divorce situation and there are children involved, then of course the welfare of your children come first. No matter what you are feeling about your ex, you must maintain integrity in front of your children. To badmouth or besmirch your ex-partner in front of your children does not do anything for their well-being. If you have to maintain communication between yourself and your ex for the sake of the children, then you must put the children first in your head all the time. Try to be kind and rational, and of course, always try to minimize the contact. If there are no children between you and there is nothing left to share, then my best advice is stay away from your ex. No connection whatsoever. Don't take a look at their tweets or their Instagram or their Facebook page. Unless you want to continuously torture yourself and bring back all of the feelings and emotions that you have just tried so hard to process and move past. There is no way that you can actively heal properly unless you give yourself the distance and time. And that not only means no contact, but that means not to follow that person anymore. That silently stalking where you want to detect what they're doing now and how they're getting along without you. Do not do it. Don't do it. And in today's world, it's very easy to follow someone. It becomes addictive to follow someone. I need you to be stronger than that. I need you to know that by doing that, you are only hurting yourself, and it will take you longer to move on. It will not help you in any way. It will only make you crazy. Stop doing it. And to add to that, tell your friends to stop doing it too. Friends mean well, and they want to send you Facebook posts, and they want to send you Twitter and Instagram posts about what your ex is up to. Tell them not to do that. You do not want to know. You appreciate their support, but tell them not to send you anything about your ex for your own good. I was never able to have a friendship with my first husband after our divorce. But with my second husband, I was able to retain some friendship. But we didn't get closure until many, many years after the relationship was over. Having no contact with an ex, not seeing them, not being around them, only helps you heal. Trust me on this. Stay away from your ex. You both need time to heal. If you are insistent about having a friendship, then you have to wait until both of you are ready to do this without any feelings of resentment or jealousy down the road. And maybe you're ready, but your ex-partner may never be ready. I also find that most of the people that want to retain a friendship with their ex-partner are the ones that really were ready to break off to begin with. The one that is left really hurting is the one that does not want to remain friends. And if they do want to remain friends, it's because they want to stay in your life with the chance and the hope of getting back together. So the friendship that you're offering may really just be sending mixed messages. You need to make clean breaks for both of you. You cannot depend upon each other any longer. That's the way to grow. Even on the rare occasion that the breakup is amicable, you still need distance and time before you decide to resume a friendship. The safe bet always, when there's no children involved, about a year. And if there are children involved, it doesn't mean that you have to be in each other's lives for anything other than the children. So understand that if you want to move forward, the best thing to do is not look back. Clean break. One of the best things about rebuilding after a divorce or a breakup is the fact that you get to start anew. There is something really wonderful about feeling that way. A clean slate approach. You get to write a whole new story. You get to reinvent yourself. You get to begin a whole new book. That's what makes life exciting. Discovering new adventures and finding new passions can be a wonderful way to start everything over with a positive spin. So take the time, spend more time with your kids, spend more time with you. If there are no kids in your life, then continuously focus on self-development and continuously talk to friends and family and support groups for support. Now you can find the time to do the things that maybe you didn't have time to do before. Begin to look at life from a whole new perspective. Believe it or not, sometimes it's as simple as changing the place that you sit at the dining room table. Sit someplace else. See the room from a whole different direction. It only proves to you that there are different perspectives in life. And then when you're ready, if you're so inclined and want to get back into the dating game, it may have changed drastically since you first got out there. So be careful and cautious and make sure that now you don't make the mistakes of the past. You know exactly what you want and you're not going to settle for anything less than that. My advice is to wait a while before that happens because you need to take the time for self-development. And sometimes it takes a while to understand who we really are when we have been partnered for such a long time. And if and when you are ready to date, this time challenge yourself to see somebody that is not considered your normal type. This is part of the rebuild and renew stage. So go outside the box, even when it comes to dating. Maybe you like brunettes and maybe now you're going to date blondes. And if you're happy being single right now, that's fantastic. Enjoy and celebrate. Believe it or not, being single today is much more widely accepted than it was in the 50s or 60s. So enjoy and celebrate, just like the Pushy Broad. I have a great podcast out there called Being Single Doesn't Suck. You will be surprised in how rewarding and fulfilling it is. And if you haven't spent any time living on your own, and maybe you've gone from your parents' house to college and then into a marriage, then maybe this is the time for you to see what it's like to actually live on your own, either with a roommate or by yourself, but not tied to a partner. I really do believe that once in your life, you need to see what it feels like to live on your own and take care of yourself. Your greatest growth spurts may happen now, whether you're 30, 40, 50, 60, or whatever age. I found that the greatest growth spurt I've ever had was when I started to be single. For me personally, after two divorces with 10 years separating each marriage, I know what it's like to rebuild and continue. And now, after the second divorce, I am extremely happy being single and centered. And I have had my greatest achievements in self-development because of it. And I think there are many of you out there that feel the same way. I'd love to hear your stories. Go to the Pushy Broad from the Bronx Facebook page and write me a comment about being single or at least getting over your divorce or your breakup, or ask a question at the pushybroadfromthebronx.com webpage, and I'd love to hear how things are going for you. Just come away with the feeling that rebuilding is a positive thing, exciting and adventurous. You will begin to learn things about yourself that you never knew before, and you'll find how exciting and exhilarating that really is. This time, give yourself a chance to really be you. And maybe for some of us, this will be the first time in your life that that actually happens. Discover yourself, not only as a partner that you were, or a wife, or a mother, or a husband, or a father, but the person that you are as an individual, how you identify yourself in the world. And if you look at it like it's a really exciting and exhilarating experience, then you are off to a brand new adventure, a brand new chapter, or a brand new book in your life. Enjoy the time. Embrace the time and feel grateful that you have come to the acceptance stage. And the biggest part of that is learning how to fully accept yourself. This is Ellen Stewart, the Pushy Broad from the Bronx, saying thanks for listening, and remember, everybody needs a little push.
From the Pushy Broad from the Bronx, New York.
The Pushy Broad from the Bronx would like to thank her production team. Songwriter, composer, musician, and soundman, Sam Goche. Voice artist and announcer, Taylor Goche. Oh, that's me! And thanks to collaborative writer and assistant production manager, Richard Torres. Virtual assistant and social media guru, Kimberly Studdard. Special thanks to Laura Kravitz, production manager, and Susan Herman, collaborative writer. And a very special thanks to Love Love Studios in Brooklyn, for recording and mixing our music.
Here is disclaimer information that we are required to produce.
Professional coaches provide an ongoing partnership designed to help clients produce fulfilling results in their personal and professional lives. Coaches help people improve their performances and enhance the quality of their lives. Coaching services received from certified life coach Ellen Stewart, the Pushy Broad from the Bronx, are not offered as a substitute for professional mental health care or medical care, and are not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure any mental health or medical conditions. The Pushy Broad from the Bronx is not acting as a mental health counselor or a medical professional. All comments and ideas offered by Ellen Stewart, the Pushy Broad from the Bronx, are solely for the purpose of aiding her audience in achieving their goals, and hopefully keep you smiling in the process.